I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, gossip alert.
Now the latest from Hollywood.
And beyond.
It's Dana's Dirt.
Here we go, let's get to Dana's Dirt.
Yeah, so the FBI has closed the case into the noose in Bubba Wallace's garage. They found proof that it's been used as a garage door pull as far back as 2019.
Yeah.
No idea who first saw it and reported it to NASCAR, then told Bubba. And all of that aside, they need to release more information
right.
about what happened, I think, to, you know, being fair to everybody involved. But again, just seeing the response when everybody thought, or most people thought, that it was exactly that, was just beyond anything.
I heard a reporter yesterday, and I think it was on News 6 or something, that said, aside, just like you said, aside from everything, nothing will ever, whatever the story is, nothing will ever take away from the support that that man received from his fellow racers.
It'll never be diminished.
Nope. Absolutely not. That picture of all those people with their hands on his car and walking in support of that man. Man.
And it was, it felt like it was instant. Like the response was just instant. Yeah.
Rally him up. Here we go. Here comes everybody to support him. So I love it.
I know. I want the Daytona 500 back next year.
I know.
And I want to be there broadcasting because we got to do that once.
Won't
it was awesome.
July 4th. That's the first time I think fans are going to start being allowed into the Daytona International Speedway.
Oh, really?
Yes. It's the WeatherTech 240 on July 4th. 5,000 fans.
Ooh.
Plus us three.
I know. It's day after my birthday. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Katy Perry says that she and Orlando Bloom want their unborn baby to choose her own name. They've got a short list of names that they like, but they really feel like it's going to be after the birth. They'll look at their child and say, no, this is her.
She's definitely Bella. That's a Bella.
I think that that's perfectly fine.
I think they should wait long enough and let her actually pick until she can
just let her put the hand on one of the names.
Voice her opinion, whatever she smears peas on.
Pin the tail on the name.
There you go.
Miley Cyrus has been sober for 6 months. She says it's really hard because, especially being young, there's that stigma of you're no fun. It's like, honey, you can call me a lot of things, but I know that I'm fun.
I think there's no question about that. We all saw her come in on a wrecking ball. I mean, there's no question that Miley Cyrus is fun.
I mean, she's joking around here. I mean, maybe half joking, but good for her.
Yeah. 6 months sober. And I had no idea. Didn't know the whole thing was going on with her vocal cords or whatever, or that she was sober. So that's awesome news to hear.
Yeah.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix. Let's go!
Woo! Weekday mornings till 9.
And the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh my God, I have to turn up the volume.
On Mix 105.1.
You hear earlier in Dana's Dirt this morning, we were talking about Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom, and they want to wait until they meet their daughter before they name her. What if she comes out with a mohawk and they got to name her Mo? You know?
Or, what's wrong with that? Exactly.
She is deaf. Honey, Julie. And then they realize after 3 days, that is not a Julie. That is such a Sue.
They feel like they'll know immediately. When they see her, they'll know.
But that's the thing. If you ask me when Caleb and Kylie are born, what I remember from that moment, I don't remember a single thing because you're so emotionally caught up in that moment.
Yeah, but I mean, it doesn't last for days and days and days where you can't function or think.
I know.
Yes.
Then on the name, it says Baby X, you know. Baby Y. They don't have a name for it. It's like, just commit baby, already.
It's not like the baby knows. Like, you're sending the baby to school without a name. Why would you do? Baby's going to get picked on.
What if they decide that Baby Z is the way they want to go? I has a ring to it. Let's keep it.
I think they'll give it a couple of days and they'll know.
All right. Well, what if you were named the first, you know, with your parents, you came out and they waited to meet you and then they said, all right, we're keeping that name, 407-919-1051. I would be Cheeks Edwards.
Cheeks.
Oh, I had the fattest cheeks when I was born. I'm like, are my eyes even open? Like, I mean, it was the cute baby.
Yeah.
I didn't have those. Mine were like, whoa. Is he swollen? Is he allergic to the breast milk or something? Like, what's going on there? So that would have ended up being my name.
Your booty cheeks. Your little bumps.
Up top. Yeah. So that would have ended up being my first name, Cheeks Edwards. What about you? When you were born, do you know anything about you? Anything funny?
So my mom actually named me after I was born. So they had names
they
planned.
Did?
They had names planned. It was going to be Tiara or Ashanti. And then I was born and they were like watching TV and they were like, oh, I like that name. We're going to do Chantel. And I was like, okay.
And they
completely
switched
it. See, it's the same thing.
Yeah, I don't agree with it. No, I'm just kidding. And I know your mom's listening right now in Boston. Good morning. Do you like the other two better or you like Chantel best?
I like Chantel.
Okay.
I Urban Dictionaried it and it's perfect for me.
Okay, so it's a fit for you.
It is.
Okay.
Because you grew into it.
All right.
You didn't have a choice.
You got Cheeks, Shanti, and Dana over there.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Shout out to Cherry. She's listening to us at work on radio.com. She said that when she was born, her face was so red that she was nicknamed Cherry. And they actually called her Fruit. That was her. So, I mean, that's her true story.
Yeah.
And I guess that's what she goes by now. She truly goes by Cherry.
Hi, so, Cherry.
Laura, what about you? Sound familiar? Your parents waited to meet you and then named you?
My parents decided to wait until they knew if I was going to be a boy or a girl when I was born to name me. And they have respective names picked out. One for girl, I was supposed to be Brooke. One for boy, I was supposed to be Matthew. And then, spur of the moment, they loved the nurse that delivered me, so they named me after her, and my name is Laura.
So it completely changed at the drop of a dime. That's actually pretty cool, though.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And her name was spelled L-A-R-A instead of L-A-U-R-A, so they took that spelling and everything.
So do you wish that Brooke was... Maybe is Brooke your middle name, or do you wish that they would have done that? Are you happy with your name?
I went through a phase in middle school where I didn't like my name, and I wanted to be Brooke because a lot of people want to spell it L-A-U-R-A instead
right.
of L-A-R-A, and I wanted to be like all my friends and have the cute little accessories that had L-A-U-R-A on it, and I couldn't.
Yes.
But no, I love my name now.
Well, you could mess with them all and just go by Matthew.
Now my nephew's name is Matthew. So.
Perfect. They kept it in the family. Thanks for calling, Laura.
All right. Thank you. Have a good morning.
You too. Bye.
And now, the Morning Mix presents...
Kids Smarts!
Here's our kid today.
Hi, my name is Camden, and I'm from Apopka. I'm going into second grade. I'm 7 years old. I like to play Minecraft and build Legos.
Let's all say good morning to Courtney out in Deltona. Good morning, Courtney.
Good morning.
Deltona.
Good morning.
I didn't think you'd actually play along, but all right. Hey, Courtney, here we go. First question for our kid. What happened to Pinocchio when he lied? Will our 7-year-old Camden know that?
Definitely.
What's the answer?
His nose grew longer.
That's right. Got grounded. Took away his PlayStation.
Stop.
Next question. What item would you use to collect energy from the sun?
Oh, I don't think he'll know that one yet.
What's the answer?
I think it's a solar panel.
That's right.
Wow.
Nice job. All right, what kind of doctor takes care of animals? What's that called?
Yeah, he'll know that one.
Camden?
A veterinarian.
You got it, buddy. That is definitely it. Hey, for you, you got a $50 gift card to Bonefish Grill. Courtney, thank you so much for playing Kid Smarts with us.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning. Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.
Want to hear something really dumb? The way my friend ended up at the orthopedic yesterday, get x-rays, I told him, I said, you are going to be a topic on the radio, my friend. Thank you for doing this.
What happened?
He tried to hop into bed with his wife and thought that he would kind of be funny and be silly about it and kind of did like a plant that foot and spin and like do a little move and hop into bed. And he dislocated his kneecap.
Oh,
midair, man. He hears a...
Why are you smiling?
Because
you're a horrible friend.
Because he's laughing about it now that it's happened. And he's going to be okay. He's just got one of those ginormous braces where he has to walk with a complete stiff leg now. But it's like, you know, how'd you do that? Well, I tried to do a dismount into bed.
I love to literally jump into bed.
Do you really?
I do it all the time. Sometimes I do it with two hands down and then... the knee slide, I jump in. I really do love jumping into bed. Or if I can, do a little run and then go in horizontally.
We're
and just like slide all the way in. If I can land on my pillow, like where I'm going to be sleeping, I feel like it's a win. Like I stuck the landing.
And then the sheet pops up in the air and just comes right on top of you perfectly.
That would be a beautiful
Well,
thing.
Imagine once you're down in that bed having to get an ice pack brought to you. And then I think you
need
to.
No, because I'm good at it.
You need to.
I know how to jump into bed.
He's got a story for life now. And meanwhile, his wife's like, nice try. And this guy is way better shape than I am. He wakeboards. He hikes. He's like one of those people that does like Iron Man type things.
He wasn't focused when he did it.
Apparently not, because he did not stick the landing. Dislocates his knee hopping into bed. So that is his injury. That's his story.
Try it. Try hopping into bed.
Yeah, because that's what I want is to
just
tear my...
No, like you don't have to go all out. It feels fun.
Okay, like you're nine again?
Yes!
Put on my underoos with my little cape. And
whatever you want to do.
Slide into
whatever
bed.
Makes it right for you.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Today's Daily Dilemma. She needs a little advice on somebody parenting her kid. See if I can help her out.
Hey there. How does someone handle a friend who likes to parent other people's kids? So he'll say things like, manners are free, or bet you don't get away with that at home. And he'll only do it when that child's mom or dad aren't there. We've all seen him do it, so I'm sure that, you know, he's doing it to mine when I'm not around either. I'm their parent, not you. If there's a problem, shouldn't he be coming to me so I can fix it?
Somebody is not happy.
No.
I love the manners are free. Like, you know, mom, so-and-so said this to me. Look, don't parent my kids. And if my kids are doing something wrong in public around other people when we're not there, for the love of God, please tell me so I can correct that. As a parent, I want to know because maybe they're not doing it around me. You don't need to parent them for me. Maybe you can say something and then also let me know. You know your kid chews with their mouth open at the table, because I will immediately fix that. But it sounds like this person's only doing it when their mom and dad aren't around and he's doing it to all the kids. That's messed up. Like, all of a sudden, you are the ultimate parent and you have the right to parent everybody else's kids.
I feel like it depends on the situation.
I do, too.
Do you?
Yeah. I mean, you could be doing them a favor, really. And it all depends on how you come at it. So if you're coming at it a positive way, not a way that you're...
manners are free.
Well, like, really coming down on them, but, like, being kind of funny with it or whatever. Like, I notice you.
Right.
So there are other people out in the world who are noticing what you're doing. I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. I don't think you need to come down hard on anybody's kid or anything like that.
So-and-so made me cry.
But depending on the setting, and if you think that it's just going to get worse and worse and worse, like if you've ever been out in a place and you can tell the kids are of a certain age,
right,
maybe preteenish or something, really excited that their parents aren't there, and you kind of make it known that there's an adult here, like there are people who are watching what you're doing, I don't think that's a bad thing. You might save them from getting into worse trouble. So it depends on the situation.
I'd at least want to know.
You should say something, but it could be kids that you don't even know. I mean, that doesn't sound like this.
Right.
But,
it sounds like somebody's mutual dad friend that's parenting other kids. I want to know as a parent, because then I want to correct it. I mean, I can't tell you how many of my times I've told my kids, you know how many people I know in this town that
they're
are
like,
watching
so what?
You?
They know that they're not supposed to bother me, too.
They will tell me if you are messing up in public. I want to know.
Mix 105.1.
Today's Daily Dilemma, a parent that's parenting other kids and making little remarks like, you know, manners are free when that kid's parents aren't around. How do you feel about that, Melissa?
I see both sides of this. First, don't question my parenting. But I also grew up in a time where if my parents weren't around, any one of the parents around me could parent me. And I better shape up whether my parents were there or not, because I knew that any one of the parents around were going to correct me.
And if it's coming from a loving place, and your parents knew that it was coming from a loving place,
right,
that they actually cared about your child, I don't see that as necessarily a bad thing. It matters how you go about it, but I don't know if it's necessarily a bad thing.
You don't want them to be like a bullying parent that's always just coming down on kids, like, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But if I was at my friend's house or I was out with my friends and parents were there, I knew that those parents were going to treat me just like my parents were, and they were going to come down on me just like my parents were going to come down on me and expect the same behavior.
Gotcha.
And that's why you're perfect today.
See, look at you.
Of course.
Have a good morning, Melissa. Appreciate the call.
Mix 105.1.
I need some good news, baby. Feels like the world's gone crazy.
And now we're going to share some good news.
I'm going to call out a business that's doing good things here in our community and all over, because everything that's going on right now, Pollo Tropical, they've been helping feed children free lunch. It's a fast food chain. And they said, look, all 139 company-owned locations, we're going to continue. We're going to extend this program, and we're just going to keep feeding children ages 12 and under free kids Trop-a-Trop and bottled water every single weekday throughout the entire summer.
That's awesome.
So that way kids, they don't have to worry about going hungry or anything. The meal is here. Come and get it. No questions asked. We're going to feed you. So
yeah,
hats off to them.
Yeah, and I've seen some schools have been able to continue their programs through the summer too.
Yeah, and we know there's a need for it right now because we see the pantries, you know, getting low. So Dana, what do you have?
Yeah, so there's an 86-year-old woman in Rhode Island who wanted to do something to cheer people up. So she used her stimulus money to create a zoo outside her house that features stuffed animals, and it's a hit with the kids. It's a big see you in my nightmares for me, but if the kids love it, that's cool.
The picture of all the stuffed animals behind the chain link fence, like they're so dangerous, is awesome.
There's a little taste of Halloween Horror Nights in that for me. I'm sorry,
so
but the
I'll
kids
bring
love
in my
it.
Stuffed animals for you later, Dana.
Chantel, what do you have?
So there's a 7-year-old from Brooklyn that is taking Facebook by storm. So he loves to read and wanted other kids to have story time. So he created his own Facebook group called Brian's Book Corner, where he just reads to kids online, and he has already over 1,000 followers on this account.
A kid reading to kids.
That's cool.
Yeah,
I love it.
How popular is this kid going to be, you know, when he goes back to school? Like, Mrs. Susan's going to do story time. They're like, no, we want Brian!
This is a designated good news area. No downers, no frowners, Missy. You hear that?
This is Mix 105.1.